If your television viewing includes a lot of cable news channels, you're probably familiar with Ann Coulter. She's a political writer. Her most recent book is called Treason, Liberal Treachery, From the Cold War to the War on Terrorism. And it seems like she's shown up as a guest on just about every talk show on Fox News, MSNBC, and CNN. If you happened to catch one specific appearance, you would have seen commentator Rick Cleveland, too.
I beat up Ann Coulter. Okay, when I say beat up, I don't mean literally. I mean figuratively. Well, maybe I didn't exactly figuratively beat her up, either. Maybe it was more like I shut her up for about 2 whole seconds. And then she called me a big, fat liar. Okay, maybe she didn't call me a big, fat liar. What she actually said was, "That's not true." But at the time, it felt like she said, "Big fat liar." And in subsequent tellings of the story, that's exactly what she called me, a big fat liar. Me, I'm not a pundit, but I've always wanted to play one on TV, in much the same way George Plimpton once played quarterback for the Detroit Lions. See, I watch all those political pundit talking heads type shows and often find myself shouting obscenities at the TV, in much the same way wrestling fans shout obscenities while watching WWF on TNT. So I did my homework in preparation for appearing on an MSNBC show, now canceled, called Saturday Final. The host of the show, Lawrence O'Donnell Jr., asked me to come on and be that week's Hollywood liberal punching bag. I read the newspapers, both the L.A. and New York Times. I boned up on our governator in California and on the condition of our troops in Iraq. Ann Coulter had been going on other shows and comparing our post-war situation in Iraq to post-World War II Berlin and Tokyo. I don't know where she got her information, but she claimed that just like in Iraq, U.S. casualties increased in the weeks and months after the war ended. But, and here's where doing your homework pays off in spades, according to Ambassador James Dobbins in his study, America's Role in Nation Building from Germany to Iraq, the total number of U.S. and Allied forces casualties in Germany and Japan in the weeks and months after World War II was zero. And sitting in the exact same chair Tom Brokaw sits in whenever he's in town and has to do the news from Burbank, that's exactly what I told Ann. Zero, as in none. The glare of the lights bounced off the lenses of my wire-framed glasses, and I began to sweat. And underneath the video image of my very own pundit-like talking head, a factoid banner appeared that said, "Not related to 2-time Democratic President Grover Cleveland." And that's when Ann called me a big, fat liar. I'm sure when Ann tells the story about the time she beat up Hollywood liberal punching bag Rick Cleveland, she tells it differently.
Rick Cleveland is a co-executive producer for the TV show 6 Feet Under.